Hi there, this is Mr. P, the American Rebel, and I'm doing another Eagles Call, ladies and gentlemen. Eagles Call, C-L-L-L. The official, unofficial, Pete DeCrane, American Rebel, for President campaign, slash, campaign for social media to change things, to make things better, to make a difference. Social media thing. Campaign. And the one thing I want to stress adjust right now in regards to talking is this, and this is very simple, is this: people vote where they want to vote. And I'm not gonna get on in bad people and bad talk people the way they want to vote, because you know, people vote, you know, they vote for their feelings, they vote what's they're being told. They vote for how they feel about a person. You know, I get that, I understand that. But here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, in regards to what I'm trying to say. Do not vote for someone that you know is going to be a bad president or a bad person in Congress, just to vote along the party. Do you know that we are being dictated who our candidate is, and that our votes have a hard time being counted. Do you actually believe that we would have voted in, that we, the American people, would have voted in Joe Biden, the most incompetent idiot that's in the White House, who's selling off our property, selling off our land, giving away our money and everything else, and can't say a daggone thing right, and basically it says everything wrong, and it looks like he's a dementia Joe, and plus a pedophile look to on top of it. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is something that's serious. Do you think we actually would be able to vote for it? But yes, ladies and gentlemen, as long as I'm sitting now in my car right now at this point in time, I am going to tell you that in 2024, if Joe Biden is president, is presidential campaign candidate for the Democrat Party, there are people there like you that are going to vote for Joe Biden again. Why? Because he's a Democrat. Even though he's fucked up our country and done everything wrong for our country, you are going to vote him in because he's a Democrat. You know, it's kind of sad if you think about it. It really is. Because not only would you vote for Joe Biden because he's a Democrat, but if Donald Trump is the Republican candidate, well, then you're going to vote for, you want Joe Biden because you hate, because you've been told to hate Donald Trump. And I get it. You know, Donald Trump has earned that thing though too, because from some of the things he has said and some of the things he has said, the way his demeanor does rub people the wrong way. I get it. I understand that completely. I like to tell Donald Trump that, you know, I would love to tell him, don't give your enemies fuel for the fire. Don't say things and do things that's going to give your enemies the fuel to the fire to get you out and to get to you, to use against you. Don't give your enemies that fuel to the fire. Don't do that. But Donald Trump is Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen. And so why not put a third person there like me, you know, a wild card, who basically is not like Donald Trump, but that does believe in the same ideals and economy and the way to run a country, as compared to someone without the erratic and unlikable way Donald Trump has done things, as well, and then to get rid of Joe Biden, who is very, very unpopular, who's fucking up our country. Yeah, I'm just saying, that's just, you could vote me in, just put pencil me in, Mr. Pete DeCrane, American Rebel, on the ballot, and then hit the little thing and then vote me in. That'd be kind of nice. That would be the thing. But see, the thing is, and then you wouldn't be going around the party. But here's the thing, you can vote. If you can get past the demeanor of Donald Trump and get past some of his words and get past things, and you look closely at his policies, and you're a Republican and you're a Democrat, cross party lines. Fuck your Democrat party. Your Democrat party has failed you miserably. They use you, poke the bear, get you upset with each other, and get everything all going, and you just and they fail you miserably. Yet you still vote them, these people, and you vote these Democrat mayors and senators in that basically they allow these crooks to go free. They're given free money and everything to illegal aliens. They're allowing cash bail for not allowing for cash. Taking away the cash bail and allow these crooks and rapists and everything to go loose in the streets to cause the destruction that not only the destruction of our children but the child that the raw unethical child abuse of the transgender agenda and woke agenda of our schools from high school down. It's unforgivable. I'm gonna tell you something, guys, and I'm gonna tell you this very seriously, and I don't want you to think. The liberal left, progressive Democrats are doing the exact same thing the Nazis did a long time ago. I'm not saying they are Nazis. Bear in mind this. They are not Nazis. They're not just, well, they are preaching hate in a certain way, but not in the way that is outlandish hate. You know, they're not saying outlandish hate. But they're doing this exact same thing like Hitler and the Nazis did for the German people. They use the media and entertainment to sway people, to get people to think they want to think. From the news to the entertainment, like Jimmy Kimmel and the View, as well as other things, and the news stories, so the main news media so that they have underneath their book to basically so that people think it's people, because people like my wife, I love my wife, but she trusts the mainstream media news way too much. And the point is, in regards to that, they bow and kowtow. They're putting forth the propaganda. They're the propaganda machine of the Democrat Party, just like Hitler did with using the media to propagate the propaganda to get people to get Germans to think that they were superior. Not only that, but Hitler Youth. He went into schools of high school down, and basically to shape the minds of these youth before they actually get a good grasp on life and a good grasp of shoulders of how life it really is, so that they can then be of the SS and all the other stuff and service to Hitler, and that they be brainwashed. Well, guess lo and behold, the liberal left is doing that with our kids now. From Joe Biden doing that from our kids to our kids, trying to kids about the woke community and then the liberal left school boards to pushing this woke agenda and getting our children to think that they had the power to control and the ability to make and have the well without to understand to do life changing situation. About changing their sex and who they want to be called and what they want to be called and what kind of bathroom they use. I have one thing to say about this, ladies and gentlemen. If we should not be allowing a kid to have a gun, we shouldn't be allowing a kid to distinguish what gender they want to be or what they want to be called. I'm sorry. That's not right. Maybe when they get to be an adult at age 18 and they've had a fair thing from the parents only, and clergy, that they actually, clergy or whatever, just basically from the parents and people that are very, very much supposed to be involved in their lives, to make that decision. So that when they turn 18, they have a solid structure of what is real in life and what is actually true in life and that type of thing. But we know, we've seen that the liberal left have been using the propaganda to do this, to change the lives of our kids and change the mind of our kids to make them not only be knowledgeable of what's going on and read and write in arithmetic and foreign language, but making them get right that they have a right to say what's going on with their body when they're a kid. And they're still trying to figure out what their bodies are about and what's going on with their bodies as they're getting older. As well as also too, making them activists. Shaping their minds, be activists. Hey, you know, pro Brandon, pro Biden, pro Democrat, pro progressive, pro pro-socialist. And then on top of that, then not only do they use the media, not only they do, like the Germans did, and Hitler did. They also, and not only use in trying to influence our children because and taking the rights away from the parents, but then also to use the DOJ to go after the kids and do the Department of Justice to go, use the Department of Justice to go after people to basically that speak against them and they have words against them, investigating them and going into their lives and making their lives uncomfortable, like the SS did in Germany. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot take away the uncanny similarities of what the Democrats are doing, liberal progressive Democrats are doing now, from that dictating our lives about gas and electric, the gas, taking away our gas and trying to force us into all electric and all green energy, and taking our money and dictating to us how we spend our money. I'm telling you, there's uncanny resemblance to what the Democrats are doing and what Hitler and the Nazis did a long time ago to Germany to get people to think that, to get Germany to back up Hitler. I am sorry, but that is exactly what's happening. We as Americans and people and immigrants from other countries can say this too. The socialism. There was a woman that was a refugee that deserted North Korea, and she went going to school. I don't know her name. It's in Fox News, but it's Fox News and a couple other news sources. But she was going to university, and she saw a striking resemblance to the way that these liberal progressive Democrats are trying to teach us and trying to working their influence and putting their force on us, and comparing it to what the North Korean leader, which she left to go to get a better life, is happening. She saw a striking resemblance to it. She saw a striking resemblance. Striking. Wow. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it's not about the party, it's about the people. It's not about the party, it's the people. It's not about a skin color. Because once you take away the skin color, there's only one color. See, we're all different colors. There's African Americans, they're light skin, dark skin, there's people of different skin colors all over our country, all different races. The only colors that shouldn't matter, the only colors that should matter in us, if we're Americans, is red, white, and blue. Red, white, and blue. And I'm not talking about Republicans and Democrat colors. I'm talking about red, white, and blue. The country, America. America, ladies and gentlemen. See, ladies and gentlemen, it's not about the party, it's not about the race, it's about the people of America need to get their voice back. The people of America need to get their voice back, and we need to start putting people in there. It's going to start doing that. That's the reason why I'm doing. That's why I did this. I'm doing this unofficial campaign to get us aware of it, so that we can start being aware of it. So that in 2024, which we start in 2022, that we can vote out liberal, progressive Democrats, including Joe Biden and all the others, telling us how to live our life and how to taking our money and misdirecting our money, which I'll go through in another thing. And take away the fascism of what's going on in regards to what the Democrats Party doing as directly related to how the Nazis and Hitler did it with the German people. And we need to stop. We need to bring back the power of the people. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that's eminent in all of us. We can take America back from these Washington elites. We can dictate to them, ladies and gentlemen, instead of them dictating to us. Not only how we live our lives, but how they do business. Because in the end, when we vote them in, we vote them in to do our will. We vote them in to do our job, the thing that would be the voice for us. And many times over, they lose that voice because they get caught up. Either they get caught up in something else, or they never did pay attention to our voice, and they used us to get in office. That's even more. Especially for African-American people and other races, where basically the Democrats use them, and they have token people in there that resolve their own agenda. But they really don't care about the black people. Their actions, their words speak volumes. And all they can do is say how bad MAGA is and how bad Republicans are. Oh, and by the way, MAGA's not all MAGA Republicans. It's MAGA Americans, ladies and gentlemen. MAGA Americans. There are MAGA Republicans. There are MAGA Libertarians. There are MAGA Democrats. America, MAGA is not just about the Republican. It is not. And MAGA is something that is make America great again, and I want to reset America. Reset America so that we can do it and make things work. Because no matter how much that these liberal left tried to rig the system, like they did rig the system to a certain way, in regards to voting with the pandemic, with pushing the absentee ballots and the remote ballots and all there, and all these ballots were thrown out, and before it was turned down, but after Biden was president, lo and behold, all the stuff popped up about how all these ballots were found, that all these ballots were found, and that there was credence to the stories. But see, now we have the Democrats doing a number of things now. The Democrats not only are they trying to influence like the Nazis did with the German people, they're trying to stack it in their favor too. They're trying to in the last omnibus spending bill that they signed, they did what was called Electoral Count Act, which basically means, and they snuck it. They didn't put it in a vote for them to test it or to debate it. No, the Democrats snuck it in in a session of Congress overnight in a omnibus spending bill, so that now that the federal government has more control over counting of electoral votes. The federal government has more power over electoral votes now. And guess who has more of that power, still a lot of that power in the electoral counts and in Washington? The Democrat Party. The Democrat Socialist Progressive Party. And then on top of that, too, now all of a sudden, in lieu that, you know, that New Hampshire and Iowa are not favorable to Biden, now they've changed it. Now they've changed the rule now instead of New Hampshire and Iowa as being the first two states, now you have Nevada and South Carolina to go before New Hampshire and Iowa. Ladies and gentlemen, they're trying to put this, and this is just a theory there. If you think they're going to try to push the Voters' Rights Act so that people don't have IDs and all other stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to put these people on notice, because not only are they trying to influence people, they're trying to set the pace and set rules in place that will allow them to stay in power. And ladies and gentlemen, I know it's very, very much discouraging that, you know, okay, well, no matter I vote, they're still going to put it to a system that's going to work for them. Yes, they're going to still do that. But ladies and gentlemen, I have one thing to tell you on this. If all of us Americans came together, Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, white, black, Hispanic, whatever, came together and voted for one person to be in the White House that was not liberal and everyone that represented for the American people, if a majority of people voted that way, no matter how much they try to rig the system or put the system to their favor, we would still win. If and only if we work together. If and only if. Like I said, we work together. You see, ladies and gentlemen, You know, we overcame, you know, we were, when this country first started, we were in the hands of the British. Then we had the Revolutionary War that gave us our independence. Right? We fought the British and won the revolution. We won America back. And we did it. We won it back. Well, we can win back America. What's going on? And stop the influence of what's going on. But we all have to work together for it. Are you willing to give up what little entitlement that you're given by the liberal left, progressive Democrats? Are you willing to put aside differences that you may have against Donald Trump or anyone else, for that matter, that you disagree with, to actually come together and actually get Joe Biden, these liberal left progressive Democrats out, these Washington elitists out, and the Republican Party, and everyone, all these groups, to stop them to have influence over us, so we can not only take back our country, take back our schools, and take back our lives? Are we willing to go through all that and take it back? Or are we going to just allow it to happen? I, for one, am not. I am not going to sit back and idly just say nothing and do nothing. You have to care. You have to actually love the country for the country, and not for what the country can do for you. Ladies and gentlemen, I am the American rebel. I would definitely want to be your president if you make me president. But if not, we need to get leadership in there that is for the American people, and stop these people's agendas, and finally work for all Americans and work for all America to make it work for everyone. This is the American rebel. God bless you all. And until the next time I talk to you, you have a great day. I believe in you. You're awesome. And let's make this happen. Oh, and don't forget to check my Instagram page for my vlogging, for the fun stuff, as well as my campaign videos, Eagles Call, and America Rebel, my other videos, America Rebel for President 2024, which were my the beginning ones. And on Instagram, Mr. Rebel 1969. And then on TikTok, American Spirit 69. American Spirit, all lowercase, one word, and 69 on TikTok. And you will get those videos too as well. All right. Peace out. God bless you all. I love you all. And let's just finally start getting this here. Let's start looking past ourselves. And let's start looking at the bigger picture, at others, and how everything comes together. Okay, because only then will these people, Washington elitists, learn that we, the American people, are the power, not them. Peace out, God bless, and have yourself a great day.